God, and I said, God, it's not going to be me. Short time later, I'm at work, and I get a phone call. And a friend of mine, who I had mentored, who I had loved, who I had spent time with, who I had been in a praise and worship band with, the guy's playing guitar there, Joe Horn, he calls me and says, I need some help. God's told me to do something. My sister has written a song while you were her pastor about a guy who tried it his way. I said, what do you need, brother? He said, I need a guy with a motorcycle. I need a jail. I said, you got it. Whatever you need. I need like 4 phone calls to get it underneath. And see, God put that desire in my heart, and he was wanting me to pray that into existence. And sometimes we just think, we got to do it. We got to put our hand to it. You know what I'm saying? We got to get it done. And guess what? God knows what he's doing, doesn't he?
Amen.
Well, usually the way I get to do sermons is that I do series. And it takes me a while to go through a series. By the way, my name is Bruce Beale. I'm the pastor of Crane Christian Church. I've been there, just got started, only been there 19 years and 7 months. And the church is a brand new work. It's only been there for 123 years. Same corner. In fact, if you stay there long enough, we'll bury you in the graveyard right there beside us. Okay. It is a group of misfits. Man, usually it's the ladies that throw their shorts at me. Wow. You don't know whose kid he is. Well, he's not mine. Okay. All mine are accounted for. Okay. So, but watch this, guys. Watch this. Literally, last night, I'm praying. I'm saying, God, you know, Mary Hodges called me and said, they need a speaker. Well, this was yesterday afternoon. They need a speaker. I said, Mary, I can't. I got to work tomorrow night. Can't do it. Just can't do it. I hung up the phone. God says, you didn't ask me. You didn't ask me. And I'm like, okay, Lord, what you want me to do? He said, I want you to speak. Okay, now I don't ask me what God's voice sounds like, okay? Because it's different for you than it's me. It's an inner peace, an inner twist, it's an inner turn. But what's this, guys? Literally, then my sergeant comes in and I say, hey, dude, I wish I could get off tomorrow night. He says, you don't even need to be here. We got 2 people in here. Because we never have 2 people here on Friday night. That's why I stay. He said, we don't even need you, man. I said, thank you. So, hey, and I'm back. Okay. And so then the turmoil was, okay, I've got a captive audience here. I've got them here for 4 or 5 hours, 6 months, every how long it takes. And, you know the door's locked. You can't leave. But anyway, here's the deal, guys. And I said, God, what am I going to tell these people? So I pray. How many of you guys ever pray? You have not because you ask not. Are you listening? We have a time in every service I'm at, before we leave here, we're going to do this, that I bring people forward and I say, you need to ask God for what you need, the desires of your heart. Because what you just watched was a fulfillment of one of the desires of my heart. And I brought that tonight as a testimony to you. But what's this, guys? He gives us the desires of our heart. So I asked him, I said, God, what do you want to talk about? And have you guys ever needed an update on your phone or something? And you get this little deal and it says, just push this button and it downloads. Y'all know what I'm talking about. I'm not real tech savvy, by the way. And then when it's over with, it says complete, right? And then you restart it or whatever, right? So I'm standing in my bedroom this morning. I'm standing there, and God downloads this sermon in about 33 seconds. The whole thing. Never spoke this before. I know I've used some of these points before, but I've never spoken this before. So this is essential. If you got a pencil and paper, if you got anything, you can go back on Facebook, by the way, Bruce Kim Beelan Facebook, or If you want to look at it on the interweb, another interweb way, theoldlawdog.com is my website. Okay? Go there, and this will be on a podcast here before long because I got a guy who does that because I wouldn't have a clue. All right? So watch this. I'm going to ask you a question this morning. No, it's still mine, isn't it? Same like it was here. No, here's the deal. I want to ask you a question. Who the heck are you? You ever had anybody ask, who do you think you are? Who do you think you are? I've had that said to me a bunch of times. Who do you think you are? I'm going to tell you something. It matters who you think you are. Israel was promised the promised land. They were promised. God himself said, I have a place for you. You just got to follow my lead and I'll take you there. And he is telling you the same thing. Are you listening? Are you listening? He's telling you the same thing. I have a place for you. And we're not just talking about heaven. I'm talking about here and now.
Amen.
I've got a place of peace for you. I've got a place of prosperity for you. I've got a, and that, and don't get me started now. Okay. I'm trying to raise that money for that jet for the people from Blue Island. No, I'm just kidding. Okay. But watch this. But what happened is they formed a committee. Before we go in there, we need to get a committee and see how religious we can get about it and what it's gonna look like. Oh boy, you know what? You know the death of any good idea is a committee, right? No, there's not. You know what politics means? Many blood suckers. You got a bunch of ticks. I'm from South Arkansas. I know all about ticks. Okay? If you got a bunch of them, it's politics. Many blood suckers. Okay, sorry about that. But watch this. So they form them and said, we're going to send these spies in there. We're going to look at it for them. We're going to look at it for them, right? We're going to look at it. Yeah, that's a ticket. We're going to send them in there. That's a great idea. They didn't even ask God. God had already told them that it was theirs. And God has told you through his word over and over. Number one, I love you. Number two, I have died on the cross for you. How can I pay? Receive me and walk in the path I've got you. And I've got a life worth living here until you get to be with me. Is that true? Some of us been through some stuff. I'm trying not to cuss. We've been through some stuff, haven't we? Okay. Guess what? Read the Bible. They all went through some stuff. Nobody gets out of here with some stuff on them. I'm trying to talk now. Okay. All right. So they formed this committee and they sent them on in there, right? And they seen some giants. They seen some problems. They say, have we got problems in this life? Oh, yeah. We got weirdness. Have we got all this stuff? I'm talking about ourselves. I ain't talking about all you, these other crazy people out here. It's a struggle, isn't it, sometimes? Oh, come on. Let's be real. Y'all done been jumping up and singing and everything, y'all. Let's be real. You look in the mirror and you go, what the? What? Huh? You want to do it? What? What? It's a struggle sometimes, isn't it?
Yeah.
There's giants in the land. But my Savior is the giant killer. That'll preach, but we better keep moving. Okay. So what's this? They come back and they said, we're grasshoppers. And the Bible says like this, they saw themselves as grasshoppers in their own eyes. They were like grasshoppers. The land will consume us. The land will, we better sit here. We better wait. What are we going to do? Moses took us out here to kill us. I'm going to tell you something. I went on the back porch of my house one time and said, God, are you trying to kill me? He said, yeah, some of your flesh. I'm serious. He didn't want me to quit breathing, die. I'm talking about dying to my desires, dying to, you know, I thought it was going to be like this. You know what? I thought it was going to, what about that third garage I've been praying for? You know what? God's got a plan. And sometimes it's not as comfortable as the way we would like to live. Did you know that?
Yeah.
Okay, watch this. Okay. And then they got to walk around the mountain 40 more years. Is that what happened? So this is what God has to say to you tonight. And I'm serious when I say this. Who do you think you are? And I'm going to ask it a different way now. Who are you? Okay. What are you? And why are you? You go, what? No, I'm serious. We're going to answer those questions tonight. I'm going to use 4 or 5 or 6 or 8, 10, 12, 14, 16, 18 points. And we'll be out of here by daylight, I promise you. Okay, y'all used to get drunk, sit around the campfire all night. Y'all stay a while. Okay. So what's it? All right. The first person I want to tell you about is describes who you are. The first person I want to tell you about is it describes who you are. It's a picture of you right now. He's in the Bible. You ready? His name is Gideon. And I want to tell you that's you. If it wasn't you, God wouldn't send me to tell you that that's you. And you say, well, I'm a man. I'm a woman. Listen, I ain't talking in the spirit. I'm not talking about the flesh. Okay. Watch this. His name means the one who cuts down. The one who is a powerful warrior. Okay, watch this. The reason I know that's who he was because the angel of the Lord showed up. And I am not the angel of the Lord. Okay? I'm not even a hair on the back of the angel of the Lord. Okay? I am nothing. I am a redneck screaming in the desert. Okay? But watch this. He said, hey, mighty man of valor. Hi, mighty man of valor. Hi, mighty woman of valor. And guess what? He looked behind and he goes, what? And no, you. We're talking to you. And watch this. This is while he is hiding in a cave trying to beat out enough wheat for his family not to die. He's barely making it. The enemy is holding him captive, but I want to tell you something. In everywhere in your life that the enemy's trying to hold you captive, anywhere, listen, I'm telling you tonight, God has sent me to tell you, you are a mighty man or woman of valor. It's time to stand up and go to work against the enemy. You say, well, you don't understand. I failed here. I failed here. I'm going to tell you something. Gideon was scared to death. And finally, he blew the trumpet. And 32,000 people came to help him. And he was like, yes! I got some help. No, I'm serious. And you know what God said? Nope. You want to get 300 against a whole nation that's holding captive. And the reason God did that was so that Gideon and all of Israel would know it is not in your flesh. It's not by might. It's not by power. But it's by the Holy Spirit of God. Are you ready to receive the Holy Spirit of God? Because I'm going to tell you something. If you've received Christ, you have a deposit in you of the Holy Spirit. Jesus is in here healing, saving, doing everything he did, raising people from the dead, and then he said, it's better that I get out of here. Now that's not King James, apologize, but you know what I'm saying. It's better that I go, because I'm going to send the power, I'm going to send the helper. So before the night's over, you need to receive and ignite the Holy Ghost in you. My mama was a preacher, and she wouldn't say Holy Spirit. Except when I started singing that song, Holy Spirit. Because the King James said, Holy Ghost. And I was thinking, ghost? I want to tell you something. The Holy Spirit is a third of the Trinity. And the Holy Spirit is not messing around. Amen. So Gideons, Gideonettes, rise up, O men and women of God. Be done with lesser things and be and do what God's called you to be. Quit playing around with it. Number 2 of 16. Just kidding. The second name that God gave me was Sarah. Sarah means princess. Means princess. And you think that bad? No, I'm talking about one with great influence. And as she received her covenant name from God, it was Sari, and it became Sarah, the Ah. And this is where I talk about covenant. I want to tell you something. You need to study the covenant of grace that you're under. You need to study the covenant. You know, one covenant was that, hey, I'm never going to destroy the earth by water again. Okay? And when we have a rainbow, everybody says, oh yeah, that's it. But I want to tell you something. When Jesus took that cup before he went to the cross, he took that cup and held it in his hand, and he said, the Greek says, this is the best way to say it, I have strongly lusted to drink this cup with you. And not because he wanted to go to the cross, because something was about to break in the heavens when he said, it is finished. Your sin was finished. Oh. You jump on that song, but you can't jump about eternal life with Jesus. Come on. Your sin is finished. I see the guilt on you right now. You say, yeah, but. Yeah, but. There is no yeah, but. Yeah, but. You know who that is? That's the accuser. The accuser of the saints. There ain't no yeah, but. He died so that you may have life and have an eternity. Well, I don't have this part of my life straightened out. Merry Christmas. You can be in the Bible. Because they didn't have it straight either. Paul, in the middle of writing a large portion of the New Testament, says, I ain't even doing what I want to do, and the things I do ain't what I want to do. What in the world are we going to do with that? Now, that's my translation. So, guys, I want to tell you, when I found the freedom of grace, it scares people. Because I'm going to tell you something. I love people because I've been loved. I spread grace like a 4-year-old when he's making a peanut butter sandwich. I spread it like peanut butter. People do me wrong, I just go, how you like that? I'm going to love you. I'm going to forgive you. When people don't act like that, I want them to act. Guess what? They get some more of it. Because you know what? You know why I give so much of it? Because I need it. I need it. So here's the deal. The first thing, Gideon represents power. Sarah, she had a desire in her heart, a deep desire in her heart, that she wanted to have fruit of her own, didn't she? Remember that? Sarah, Abraham, and then laughter came after that. Isaac, their son. She was old. Even compared to me, she was old. Okay? The time of her having kids was over. But I want to tell you something. Through her covenant with God, she bore a child. And I'm going to tell you the second word. First is power. The second word is fruitfulness. God wants to bear fruit through you right now. He wants to bear fruit. And you think, oh, man, he's talking about prosperity. He's talking about fruit. Praise the Lord. I'm going to get that new truck I've been looking. Listen to what I'm talking about. The fruit of peace. The fruit of joy. I'm not talking about something stirred up. I'm talking about the deep down thing that comes from knowing that you've got a Savior that's taking care of. Listen, the fruit of love, all of those things, those will come forth in you. And Sarah, she believed, and I want you to believe tonight. And that's what God's saying to you tonight. You're Gideon, you're Sarah. And I want to tell you something. This third one kind of threw me off. Okay, it really did. The third one's Joel. And Joel was a prophet. There's only four chapters in the Bible, okay, about Joel. The prophet Joel, there's the word is used a bunch of times in the Bible. But here's the deal. His name means Yahweh is God. Now everybody in this room has got God in a box. Okay? I'm not gonna name names, okay? I can just tell you that. And when I was praying about this, I thought, Rich, you sure you won't say that? And I mostly said no, but I'm gonna do it anyway. Okay. So watch this. 30 years ago? Yeah, I'm only 40. Okay, 42. Anyway, but the point being is this. It's kind of like with a little shipping and handling. 42 with a little shipping and handling. How's that? Yeah. For 1995, YouTube. And but wait, call now. No, but wait. Call. Okay. So what's this? I'm practicing for my next career. Okay. What's this? So I had it all figured out. God was math. It was math. 1 + 1 = 2. 2 + 2 = 4. 4 + 4 = 8. 8 + 8 = 16. 16 + 16 = 32. 32 + 32 = 64. 64 + 64 = 128. 128 + 128 = 256. 250. You get the point? You know, I can keep going because I practiced. Okay. No, I'm serious. But what's this? I had it all figured out. I even quoted my scriptures. If my people do this, if this happens, if that happens, I had all my scriptures lined out. And God, you've got to do this because you got to. And then you know what happened? You know what really screwed that up for me? I mean, it screwed it up for me. You're not going to believe it, what happened. I read the Bible. And then I read the Bible again. And then I started looking at Hebrew. I started looking at the Greek. I started reading it. I started looking at it in context. I started praying the Bible. And guess what happened? That box I had God in, that this is the way it's got to happen. This is the way it always looks. This is the way it's got to look. You know, they got to be a Republican, or they got to be a Democrat, or they got to be this, or they got to be that, or they got to be this denomination. They got to be that denomination. They can't do this. They can't do that. They got to be this. They got to be that. Got to be that. You know what God did in my box? He took that thing and drop kicked it all to pieces. Woo! My box is gone. Woo! Do you know that the most accurate way to say the word Yahweh? And do you remember what happened? When he created the heavens and the earth, he got that little bit of dirt and made a Ken doll and or a G.I. Joe or something that looked like it and go and breathe the breath of life. And that same breath is alive in everybody in here. Some of y'all are acting kind of dead, but I'm just saying, it basically it's still in there. What kind of power to breathe one time? And it lasts how many thousands of years? What kind of God do we serve? People say, oh, God's fighting the enemy. God's fighting the enemy. Let me ask you something. God walked out on nothing and looked into nothing and spoke something into existence. Did the devil say, oh no, you can't do that because you know I'm the devil? Did he do that? Who's God? Is it the devil God or God God? And that's what Joel's name means, is God's God. And that word I want to tell you, the third word I want you to listen to and I want you to hear tonight, is revelation. God has revelation for you. Get out of your box. Listen to him, fast, pray, spend time in his presence, read the Bible, then read the Bible again. Read the Gospels. And you go, he said, what? I'm kidding. That's what happened to me. And I'm doing it again. Read the Old Testament. He did what? He used Samson? Why would he use that womanizing redneck? Why would he do that? Because he's God. I'm not, listen, the wages of sin is what? And everybody in here, including me, has experienced the wages of sin, haven't we?
Yes.
Okay. So don't sin. Don't sin, though, because you don't want what it costs. And what that is, revelation. And I want to tell you, one of the things that God showed me through his revelation was this. Now, hold on, because this is heavy. You ready? Jesus loves me, this I know. For the Bible tells me so. Little ones to him belong. They are weak, but he is strong. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. Yes, Jesus loves me. The Bible tells me so. Now I want to tell you something. You say, well, Bruce, everybody knows God loves us. Well, then act like it. Receive it. Because you know, I'm going to tell you something. The devil's got a butt machine. And the Bible says, I will love you. I will never leave you or forsake you. And the devil gets his butt machine out there going, butt, 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 butt. What are you doing? Butt, 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 butt. Is that what happened? Is that what happened in the garden? Did it work for them? Did it help them out? No. Tell him to shut down the butt machine. And we believe what the Word of God says, don't we?
Yes.
And I'm going to believe it even when it don't look like it. Because I'm going to tell you something. Y'all ever been through any, honey? I have. Merry Christmas. Us and everybody in the Bible. You ever done anything stupid? I have. You know, not as much today as I did several. Anyway, okay, we'll keep going. Okay. Keep moving. All right. There's one more word. If you go to the book of Job and you look at the last page of Job, he's been through some stuff, ain't he?
Yeah.
Come on.
Yeah.
Woo. I studied Job for like a year. That's not a joke. It's not exaggerated. And here's the deal. At the end of Job's life, at the end of his turmoil, at the end of his test, there's two things I want to tell you about Job real quick. Watch this. Number one, nothing happened to Job that God didn't allow. Is that true?
Amen.
Is that what the Word of God
yeah.
says? And I'm going to tell you something. I don't like some of the things God's allowed to happen to me. I don't like it. And I've complained about it. But guess what it's done to me? I'm free. Listen to me. I'm free!
Woo!
If you want to be free, you got to pay the price. It ain't going to come from you not doing something. It's from you walking the path and killing the giant and then going to the next path. I'm just telling you guys, it costs to be free. And I'm not talking about whether you're going to heaven or hell or not. I don't know about free right now.
Amen.
I didn't have this sermon years ago. I didn't have it. I was preaching very calmly and mostly. And using my theological background. Any religious spirits always leave when I start that, brother. They don't like it. They don't like it. That's a joke. Sorry. So what's this, guys? At the end of Job's life, first point of Job, number one, is nothing happened to him that didn't go through God. You say, well, it was caused by me. I'm going to tell you something. God disciplines the ones he loves. If you are not a child of God, he does not have to discipline you. And what literally Paul says, you're a illegitimate child. He didn't have to. You see what I'm saying? If he loves you, He will discipline you. And I've had it. I've had my spankings, okay? And I, you know, I may be up for another. It's whatever. Okay, but watch this. At the end of his life, he has the most beautiful girls around, his daughters. And one of his daughters' name was K-E-R-N. That's not a great Hebrew rendition of that word. But it means a small container of eye makeup or beauty. Okay? Now I want to tell you something. You are a small container of beauty. Now listen to me. You say, what does that mean? I'm going to tell you the most beautiful thing that you can receive and share is your salvation and the grace of God Almighty. I believe this so strongly that I named my youngest daughter Kieran Grace. And I named her Kieran Grace as a small container of grace. And I want to tell you something. Job, most scholars, and I'm not, again, I wasn't there, even though I look like I'm that old, okay? Here's the deal. Most scholars believe that was about 18 to 24 months in his life. Everybody in here have a couple bad years?
Yeah.
Okay. Receive and be the container of grace that God has called you to be. And this is my, and I'm closing. Are you ready? This is the closing. A few years ago, fasting, praying, setting aside, crying out to God more than fasting, crying out to God more than praying for something, just crying out to God. And he showed me something totally simple. And I want to share this and we'll be done. Because this is who you are. And how do you, I told you the four people, but who do you, or excuse me, how do you perpetuate that success in your life? Because first off, you have to believe it, right? You have to receive it. But watch this. As you look at me, you see my body. Okay? It's a 1958 model. You know, I shine it up the best I can, try to keep it running the best I can. But this is a 58 model. Okay? As you look at this, y'all get that right, 1958. Some of you are like, okay, 1958, I was a car guy when I was a kid. Okay, but watch this. So, I'm in a body. God gives us rules how to take care of our body, okay? And when, in the 60s, there would be a guy say, I told you about the tobacco and the pie, and he'd weigh 400 pounds. When he said, he'd be sweating so hard, it'd be running off his back. Okay? And I want to tell you, God's called you to take care of your body, whatever that is, however that fits you to the best you can, because I want you to live long enough to share the grace, and that includes drugs, that includes everything. You see what I'm saying? Just do the best you can, guys. And I'm not here preaching against anything. I'm just telling you, take care of your body, because it's important. Does that make sense? Okay, that's three of you. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Okay, the second thing that you are, when you look up here and see me, you can't see these other two parts of me. You go, ooh, what's he going to talk about? No. Okay, I'm talking about my mind. I don't allow my mind to feed on trash, because garbage in, garbage out. And I begin to act on that trash. Does that make sense?
Yep.
And I have to be careful, because I am probably the most nosy, curious nerd you've ever met in your life. I'll go by and see. In fact, today there was a car in front of me and I finally saw what kind it was. And I was like, I'm going to look that up. What is that? Where does that come from? What is that? You know, who cares? Right? But that's not the trash I'm talking about. There's enough. Listen, there's 24-hour porn out there that you can just watch. Just put it free. Just watch it. Porn will destroy you. I've got friends who have been destroyed by porn. I've got people that I know that have been destroyed by porn. What goes in your mind? Listen, don't, and people's out there saying, well, you know, that God's not really God, and they were aliens, and they come here and impregnated somebody, and Jesus had a baby by Mary Magdalene. You know, all that, all those things. Trying to talk nice, I'm on film. But you see what I'm saying? Don't feed your brain on that stuff. Okay? Try. Kim told me, my wife for 41 years told me to be good, so I'm doing my very best. Okay. So take care of your mind. Put it in the word. Put it in positive things. Don't sit around the house and watch trash. Don't do that, because what will happen is that will affect you of you not believing that you're a Gideon, that you're a Sarah, that you're a Joel, that you're a Kieran, that you're a gift to this world, that you're loved. Before long, the news will do the same thing. Go ahead and watch either version of the news all day long. And before long, it's, just give up. Let's go to the liquor store. What's the difference? Right? Am I telling the truth? The economy. God made stuff fall out of the sky for them to eat. The economy. Yeah. They just want you to buy something. I got a degree in business. I can scare you and make you buy something. I don't care how to live. All right. And the last thing is the most important thing. It's your spirit. And your spirit will live forever.
Amen.
Listen to me. Your spirit, will live forever. Take care of your spirit. Fellowship with Him. Feed your spirit on good things. Hang around people that's feeding your spirit. And don't get me wrong, it affects the mind also, but your spirit is important. And don't forget about it. And don't let anybody drag you down some stupid path.
Amen.
Okay? Because everything, just because it looks good, ain't good. Do you know that?
Yep.
When I was a kid, my mama had wax fruit, and there was some plastic in there with it. And if we could find that, of course, she's been gone. She's been with Jesus for a while. But if I could find that fruit, you would see my teeth marks in it. Because I picked it up with it. It was beautiful. It was all shined up. It looked like an apple. Was it?
No.
No. But it wasn't. And I want to tell you something. Protect your body. Protect your mind. And protect your spirit.
Yes.
If you'll bow your head with me this morning. Or tonight. Still tonight. I thought it was going all night. Sorry. All right. Holy, righteous, and wonderful are you, O God of gods. Lord, your spirit has been here since the first chord that was hit on the instruments. Lord, you've spoken to us through music. Lord, you've drawn us into your presence, Lord, through praise and worship. And now, Lord, I've presented the truth. And I pray tonight, God, that this truth, that these seeds would fall in the hole that's been dug in their soil, that they would fall in good soil, Lord. And the birds of this air, the cares of this world, the stuff that will not pull them out. So that's too good to be true. So, Father, in these last few minutes, heal, redeem, comfort. So if you're here tonight and you need prayer, first call that I always make is to say, you know what, I need to receive Christ as my Savior, come forward. Second call is, I'm desperate, I need prayer, I need power, I need help, come forward. If you want to come forward, come forward for somebody else that you're praying for. Come on right now, no music, no big dance, just come on forward right now. I'm going to wait just a second, come on. Are you too proud? Are you too proud? Because I'm going to tell you something. For years, I wore out the path to the altar because I was suffering so bad. I wore it out. I was the youth pastor and went forward to what one thing we was at. And people thought, Lord, he's saved. Come on. Get what God has for you. because it's going to come here in just a second. Oh, that's my favorite song. All right. Are y'all ready? Anybody else? First, Lord, we proclaim that you are God, the King of heaven and earth. All power and honor and glory go to you, Lord. There is none like you. And Lord, we enter into your gates with thanksgiving and praise tonight, God. Help us, O God, our Father who art in heaven. We hallow your name, Lord. It's your kingdom, your will, right here on earth and right here in heaven. It's all yours. It's all yours. You are God. And Lord, here's what we ask. Give us this day what we need, Lord. If there's anybody here, Lord, that says, you know, I'm a failure, I speak right now into your life. I speak into your life forgiveness. Receive it. Receive it now. He forgives you. He died on the cross so you can come boldly into the throne room. The curtain of the temple was ripped from the top to the bottom. No man could reach it, but God could. And he said, come into the Holy of Holies. So listen, forgiveness is there. The blood is on the altar. It's been paid for. But the blood of Jesus Christ, receive it. Believe it. Guilt is heavy tonight in this room. You're forgiven. God sent me to tell you. He forgives you. Ask, and it shall be given to you. Seek him. You will find him. Knock. And he'll open the door. So, Father, we receive your forgiveness. We receive, Lord. And listen, if you're standing up here sit in the altar, whatever, some of you say, I need something. It may be an illness. It may be psychological. It may be addiction. Whatever you need, ask right now. Ask it. You can whisper it, but ask it out loud. God didn't walk out on nothing and think this world into existence. He spoke it into existence. And I want to tell you, he is telling you the same thing. Speak it now. Just say, God, I need a truck. I need whatever. I need forgiveness. I need peace. I need whatever it is. Ask. Ask. You have not because you ask not. Listen, I've got kids everywhere. I've got grandkids everywhere. I've got children that I mentor. I've got all that. And when they ask me, I give it to them. If it's something they need, I give it to them. Because I love them. And listen, he can say no too. If you don't need it, he'll say no. He's God. Ask him right now, right where you're at. Receive what God has for you in the Spirit. Sometimes it takes a little bit to manifest into the flesh. But he has it for you. He has it for you. He has it for you. Give us this day, Lord, our daily bread. And that guilt in the room right now, some of you need to say, Lord, forgive me my debts. Forgive me my debts. I've sinned against you, oh God. I repented in that back room right here, and I didn't have anything in mind at all. I just said, Lord, let me get up there and just be free. I'm sorry for being the redneck that I am. Listen, he says, forgive. Forgive me, Lord, as I forgive those who trespassed against me. We'll tell you something. I will not hold a grudge. I refuse to hold a grudge. Somebody that did me wrong the other day, and I absolutely refuse to hold a grudge. I ain't gonna have it. It's too heavy. Because I want all the forgiveness God has for me. So I'm always measured by the amount that I give. So forgive right now. Some of you have been abused. You've been misused. You've been treated badly. You've been treated badly by the church. You've been treated badly by people who said they were Christians. You've been, listen, right now, choose forgiveness. Forgive me, Lord, for my sins, as I forgive those who have trespassed against me. And Lord, help us as temptation comes. And deliver us, oh God, from the evil one. Because, Lord, our lives are you. It's your kingdom. It's your power. It's your glory. Forever and ever. In Christ's name I pray. Amen. Guys, thank you for being such a good